Hogsameach, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Message Program. This is Dan, along with my best friend and wife, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, sweetie, and may you all enjoy the true meaning of Hanukkah that we are in the midst of. Let's pray.
Almighty Father, our El Shaddai, we thank you for sending your Son for our salvation that is the greatest Christmas gift of all. We cling to it and hold on to it, knowing that no man can take us out of your righteous right hand. Please show merciful favor on our lost loved ones. Even more so during this special season of lights, that they may see your light. We pray for the upcoming ruling on the unborn, and for our protection from this ongoing pestilence. Most of all, may we have supernatural wisdom when facing our more difficult decision. We humbly ask in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. In Hag Yerim Sameach to everyone, which simply means happy holiday of lights that we are currently in all this week, with the final eighth day being on Monday.
The eighth day being Yeshua's incarnation.
Yes, that we covered extensively over the last 2 weeks, which is up on our webpage for you to listen to.
Or re-listen to.
Amen.
All right, we have a scheduling announcement.
We do. We will be, as usual, taking a month off for the holidays beginning next week, December 7th, and we'll return on January 11th.
With probably a lot to say.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
God only knows. With this more contagious now new variant we just heard about on Thanksgiving.
More fear porn.
Yes, that is how they control people.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely an agenda. And what we are witnessing certainly feels, well, to me it feels like a cult. So I thought we should expound on that tonight because, well, of all the similarities.
But first, let's talk about Israel.
Oh, yes, because that's where Jesus was incarnated and later born, then raised, and even died for all of us. Okay, so in Israel, there's been only 2 cases of the Omicron variant that were positively discovered as of Sunday.
Yeah, and you know, they were doctors.
Yeah, and about 15 are being closely watched who were in closer contact with the doctors. Even so, new restrictions began to be implemented to swiftly secure the airport from foreigners and roll out additional travel restrictions, including asking fully vaccinated Israelis entering the country to still quarantine for 3 days. Even though 25,000 people were tested returning from abroad and were all negative.
Well, the vaccines were supposed to bring back total freedom.
Obviously not happening anywhere except maybe Florida. But here's the rub that I pray is not implemented here. The Israeli government approved temporarily, they say, the use of tracking technology used by the Shin Bet, which is Israel's security agency, to locate people for quarantine who had or will be around anyone infected with the Omicron variant.
I wonder how they do that.
Well, normally they use travelers' lists, bus passenger logs, etc. But is there more to it now? And what does tracking technology really mean?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, over here, keep praying that vaccine mandates are halted in more states, because 10 so far had the judge rule against the mandates, praise the Lord.
Well, still waiting to hear about here in Ohio.
I know, right? The evil genius in all this is that for the common folk, it requires no visual evidence, since we can't actually see a variant, and since no isolated Omicron viral samples exist anywhere in the world for lab test confirmations yet, a coordinated mass media hysteria campaign simply implants in our human consciousness this new could be just an illusion of an Omicron accompanied by extreme fear.
No wonder his word cautions us not to fear.
Mm-hmm. In fact, the word fear in the Strong's Concordance, it's listed at least 300 times. Too many to count. But let's read just one. Let's look at Matthew 10:28.
And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
Mm-hmm. Sadly, the secular world has a tremendous fear of dying, so they succumb to what they are told.
Okay, I think everyone wants to hear why we think COVIDism is a cult.
And we will, right after you tell our new listeners how they can connect with us, even on our staycation.
Okay, you can send your end time questions by email to Sheila at shofarministry.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Your love offerings are needed and greatly appreciated, which will then add you to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find all the past radio and teaching newsletters archived for your added learning.
Okay, this is a kind of unusual program tonight, but I want you to think on this. COVIDism is the biggest and the fastest growing cult in the world. In less than 2 years, it has overtaken all other religions in terms of followers and growth.
Wow, you know, that's something to think about.
The mainstream media is like the Bible to the hardcore, and Bill Gates and Tony Fauci are like their prophets.
No doubt there.
The vaccine is their holy water.
But we to them are the evil ones.
I know, right? And no matter which facts you present to their followers, we're demonized as conspiratists.
Okay. The virus is the God, and if you obey, you will not be afflicted.
The leader of the World Health Organization, you know that Mr. Tedros, at this time, well, he's like the Pope in leadership. And the cardinals are the chief medical officers and health experts. They issue the canon, how do you pronounce that? Canonical, yeah. Gospel, as in the health advice, which are then enacted by the priesthood, who declare the commandments as in, thou shalt social distance.
Thou shalt wear a mask.
Thou shalt vaccinate and be tested as often as we tell you, with occasional lockdowns and necessary quarantines. These COVID commandments issued by the clergy, like Michelle Walensky from the CDC and her cohorts, cannot be questioned.
Well, of course.
As COVID-fearing cult citizens, they simply obey. And only the vaccine can redeem you from your original sin of incompliance.
Do they go to church?
Oh, yeah. The priests announce the daily case numbers like biblical psalms and read from COVID scripture, the health reports, and the next procedures to follow, always ending with prayerful, comforting news like, don't worry, we got this.
Or, I also heard, staying apart keeps us together.
Amazing deception.
Yep.
As was the first thing Jesus warned about in Matthew 24. All successful religions do need their priests at the ground level to deliver the religious narrative and keep the followers on message, which is generally one of uncertainty and fear of death from the coronavirus of this new COVID religion.
Hey, don't forget about the deacons.
Right. They are its day-to-day managers, as in the state governors, and countries' prime ministers and presidents. They get their marching orders from the bishops in the CDC and carry them out unquestioningly unquestioning, as in the lockdowns and constant masking, under their article of faith that somehow lockdowns and social distancing would certainly stop the scary coronavirus.
It didn't.
Rather hurt the people, particularly small business.
They even have holy water.
Oh, right. The hand sanitizer used to ward off the evil critters. And we wear masks as an identifier.
Like ashes on Ash Wednesday.
Or a yarmulke to the Jews. Or the yellow star of David worn on the arms during the Holocaust. It is known that during satanic rituals, they do wear masks and stand 6 feet apart.
Well, does this COVID cult have sacraments?
Most definitely. The COVID unreliable PCR test is their holy sacrament. A nasal swab is administered usually by some deacon. The COVID test helps us learn whether COVID is already within us.
And then they send your DNA off somewhere for safekeeping.
I did hear that. And never forget what the new Governor Hochul of New York, who replaced Cuomo, said a few months ago. This is amazing. And she was speaking to the vaccinated. And I think you have her quote.
Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You are the smart ones. But, you know, there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God says. You know this. You know who you are. I need you to be my apostles.
Can you believe that? And can you say this is not a cult? And now she has just closed the hospitals to any elected surgeries. So, no more colonoscopies, hernia removals, hip replacements, etc. And there are no Omicron cases in New York or the United States, for that matter.
And only two in Canada as of this morning.
But one also wonders if she used Omicron as an excuse over the staff shortages. And there are many of them due to the vaccine mandates.
Well, that's my thought.
And, of course, this COVID religion has to deal with us, who they label heretics.
Because we question the establishment's message.
Ironically, however, us heretics are able to use scientific documents and medical reports, some from our own CDC. But still, even a false religious faith is hard to break within the masses, despite the voluminous amounts of evidence. They just label it as a conspiracy theory by the priests in their corporate media in order to keep the COVIDians in line and on message.
Dissent is really not tolerated.
Right. Today's high priests of COVIDism at YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, etc., delete and figuratively burn any message from us heretics that does not comply with the established media narrative. As well, many of us, because of really strong evidence in connecting the many dots, now truly believe this has been years in the making. Because as well, we are aware of the devil's tactics, especially learned from our God-given scriptures as in Ephesians 6. So yes, this whole evil agenda has been in the workings for a long time.
Well, do you remember the sinister opening ceremony back in the 2012 London Olympics?
Oh, yeah. It was. Remember that very large effigy of a baby over the heads of nurses next to hundreds of hospital beds?
Sure makes sense now.
Absolutely. The footprints of the devil in the form of symbols and imagery is normally and often associated with the entertainment industry, as well as the corporate world, where images and themes which originate from the pit of hell have worked their way into places you wouldn't expect.
Well, you know, hindsight can be a great teacher.
Yes, and this specific historical event provided indicators of what was to come. After all, it was a public display of an entire planet gripped by some evil pandemic and viewed by millions of people. And that had nothing to do with sports.
except maybe less people to play them.
Mm. I remember at the time I was unable to understand what its relevance was. But you know what? You've got that quote. Would you read that from Confucius?
Yes. Signs and symbols rule the world, not words nor laws.
Interesting. And we have known for quite a while, but we forget that to understand the world we live in, it helps to understand the symbols surrounding us.
And to dig up their origin.
Which is often deeply hidden in occult mysteries, but often definite pointers of what is to come. Anyhow, the religious followers of COVIDism are called to unite so to defeat a wicked virus and save lives.
And the vaccines are their salvation.
And more are coming. They say in 2 months the next tweaked vaccines for the Omicron variant should be ready.
Only if they need them, they say.
Are you kidding me? If they're making them, they're going to use them.
Yeah, one way or another.
But anyhow, let's wrap this up because it's a little exhausting. But we've been saying for many months, variants will continue and then another big one will emerge. Is it Omicron or another? Maybe coming next year that will really shut us down in order to justify mail-in voting.
Or cancel it all together.
Perhaps. You know, evil has a definite plan that you can be sure of. Will they sanction the unvaccinated even more? Lockdowns for us? What's a real lie is that the Omicron variant initially was only found in fully vaccinated people. In South Africa, actually Botswana, and only four. And they only had mild symptoms.
Which they didn't mention they were vaccinated.
Mm-mm. But we have a copy of the letter on their own letterhead as a media release. And it's dated November 25th, which is our Thanksgiving. And they found the variant from a COVID test, actually from the 22nd. But right in this letter, in the second paragraph, the first line it says, let's read that quote directly.
The preliminary report revealed that all four had been fully vaccinated for COVID-19.
And that's a quote. But even so, they are already blaming the unvaccinated. It's really all pretty crazy. At some point, many even think it possible that this variant or the next one that's purposely unleashed will be used to justify door-to-door mandatory vaccines along with the medical quarantine of anyone who resists taking them to designated facilities.
Well, you know, it's already happening in Australia.
Yes, I read that, where the military is kidnapping dissenters and taking them away to camps at gunpoint. Really?
That can't happen here.
Oh, let's not. Let's pray not.
Come and get us, O Lord.
Oh, amen. In the meantime, we will keep our armor on, trust him, and rest in his presence. It's the season of the miracle of Hanukkah and his incarnation into Mary's womb, then born, died for us, rose from the dead, and now lives in all his believers. What else do we need? Yes, it really is beyond our comprehension, intellectually. Nevertheless, we know it's true by our spirit. That joyful peace that passes all understanding. For like the wise men that saw his star, we too see his star and worship him. You know, Matthew 2:10, 11, and 12 says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And when he returns, he will once again receive gifts, as Isaiah 60 verse 6 points out, of gold and frankincense, but no myrrh, because myrrh is used in burials, and he'll not need that. Interesting what we can glean by what is not in the scripture, too. Anyway, there are many aspects to Hanukkah and all the feast, and always more to learn. But know this first. You must make Jesus Lord of your life if you want to be part of his kingdom. Time is moving quickly. Do it now. I'm going to leave you with the Hanukkah blessing and then stay tuned as we once again close tonight's message with the blessing in song of number 622. Blessed are you, O Lord, King of the universe, who has sanctified us through your commandments and commanded us to kindle the Hanukkah lights. Tonight is candle 3. Have a blessed holiday time with your family, friends, and neighbors. Go out of your way to do something extra nice. And we'll be back next year on January 11th. Till then, be sure to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. God bless you all.
For listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.